This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to A La Carte Tuesday on Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay, and today we have a very passionate entrepreneur. His name is Lee Kok Ho. Started out as owning his own very little pharmacy shop, which then has expanded. And then while the pharmacy has it's sustainable, he ventured out to his passion industry, which is the F&B space, and set up two restaurants, which is one is Uncle Lee Kopitiam, and then there's the MOF Japanese Dining. And now he's finally ventured to his dream restaurant, which is Europa Taya. And so to tell us more, the founder is here with us. First of all, you know, what has led you to starting Europa Taya?
Okay, thank you, Angeline, for inviting Europa Taya to BFM. So the reason we started this Europa Taya is actually my dream restaurant. Okay, when I work in UK, as a student, I actually work in a Chinese restaurant. So the owner of the restaurant was a very kind-hearted man. So after the hard work, after a day of hard work, he actually offered us a very wonderful meal. And the meal is so wonderful and actually reminds me of my home in Malaysia. So this feeling is wonderful. So I'm thinking to give this feeling to my customer. That's the reason I set up this Europa Taya restaurant. Europa Taya restaurant is actually located in Mount Kiara, Publica Mount Kiara. So there will be a lot of Japanese expatriates. When the Japanese expatriate come to our restaurant, we serve them the authentic Japanese food. We try to create an environment which they feel at home.
Right.
So this feeling is wonderful. So because this Japanese expatriate, they actually miss their home back in Japan.
So
this is the feeling I want to create in my restaurant.
Okay. So before we touch into the entire concept of Europa Taya, which is the izakaya style, just give us a glimpse of your other restaurants, which is the Uncle Lee Cafe and also the MOF Japanese Dining.
Okay. Uncle Lee Cafe is actually located in SS 12 Subang Jaya. It's actually a local, we're serving local food. Our signature is actually butter chicken rice, curry mee, asam laksa. There's Uncle Lee Cafe. And the other one is MOF Japanese Dining. MOF Japanese Dining is actually located in Sunway Pyramid. It's actually a casual dining. So we serve like sushi, bento, ramen, and set meals. And Japanese dessert, of course.
And all of which is pretty sustainable on its own. That's why you ventured out to Europa Taya. So moving deeper into Europa Taya, and you did say it's an izakaya style restaurant. How exactly, you know, does the izakaya concept work? Why have you chose this concept?
Okay, izakaya restaurant is a very special restaurant where the feeling is more important than the food. The environment is more important. So it's a place where you can chit-chat with your friend to slowly enjoy the food, enjoy the drink. Actually, this concept is very common in Japan. In Japan, after their work, they will hang out with their friend, chill out, have some drink, chit-chat over it. So it's the environment is very warm, cozy, and normally it's very noisy. And the staff is actually very friendly. The staff is actually, they give personalized service to all the customer. When they come in, actually they address you by the name. So this kind of restaurant is very common in Japan, and I'd like to duplicate it in Malaysia.
And how did you know this concept would work here in Malaysia, though?
I'm hoping this concept will be popular in Malaysia because we have a lot of expatriate, a lot of expatriate in Malaysia.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of expats, it's interesting how you have 30% of Japanese customer dine at your restaurant. So have you had any background in terms of duplicating that whole Japanese culture in your within your restaurant?
Yeah, actually, we are planning to have a Japan culture show. It's like kimono dance. We're also planning like a samurai show. These are the culture, these are the Japanese culture that we want to bring into Malaysia. Last week, we actually have a live tuna cutting show. This live tuna cutting is actually very popular in Japan. And so far, none restaurant has done it in Malaysia. So we have actually carried out the live tuna cutting show, and it was very successful.
Okay, and I'm sure it's well celebrated within the Japanese expats community.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about the chef as well. You know, for you to attract Japanese customers, pretty sure you need to, you know, be able to serve authentic Japanese food, right? So tell us, you know, the people behind in the kitchen making this food to your customers.
Okay. First of all, it's really very difficult to get experienced Japanese chef. We actually took a long time to search for them. These chefs are actually very experienced. They've been working many years. Some of them have been working 20 years under a Japanese chef. So they know the authentic Japanese food. They know the correct way to serve the food. They know the correct way to prepare the food. So yeah, that is the success.
Okay. And back to the question again, right? How do you then train everyone in the restaurant to maintain the authenticity of, you know, the Japanese culture and Japanese food?
Okay, we actually have to carry out testing every now and then. After we close shop, we actually do test run. We will invite some friends over to test our food. We'll invite some close Japanese friend, my personal friend, to test our food. Keep on doing testing and testing. So this is the way to do it.
Okay. Now, you know, you've got experience in the F&B industry. So we want to know about what is the pet peeve in running a food business, and we'll find out more after this. We have Lee Kok Ho. He's the founder of Robataya. It's a izakaya style restaurant based in Publica, Solaris Tutamas. Very successful at the moment. So we'll find out more about his experience in the F&B industry after this. This is A La Carte Tuesday on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Broking financial mergers, BFM 89.9.
And we're back. Open for Business is brought to you by the Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation, MDEC.
Good morning. You're still listening to A La Carte Tuesday on Open for Business. We have Lee Kok Ho. He's the founder of Robataya, a Japanese izakaya style restaurant that's located at Publica Solaris Tutamas. And they serve air flown seafood and vegetables directly from Japan. So, you know, what are the specials in this restaurant?
Okay. Our special, of course, is Robatayaki. Robataya comes from the word Robatayaki. Robatayaki is actually an authentic way of cooking premium pieces of meat or vegetable over smoking charcoal. The charcoal that we use is actually organic and is able to maintain a very high temperature so that the food maintains the original taste. So this is our specialty, and of course we have wagyu beef. We also have sashimi.
Yeah, speaking of the air flown seafood and vegetables, that's imported directly from Japan, right? How did you first find suppliers for the fresh ingredients that you use?
Basically, there are about four main suppliers in Malaysia that brings in air flown seafood from Japan. So we actually look for the freshness of the freshness of the seafood. So it's actually based on trial and error. So we have actually tried the four suppliers, so we know which one is the best.
And then how do you manage the cost of having your ingredients flown directly from Japan?
We just want to serve the best seafood, the freshness seafood to the customer. So we don't actually look at the profit so much. I believe the profit will come later.
Okay. Now, with your experience with two other restaurants and also a fairly successful pharmacy, the one that's located at SS12.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just focusing on the F&B industry, what is usually the biggest challenge when you're in this space?
The biggest challenge is getting the right staff. The restaurant is not run by one person. It's actually run by a team of staff. So, of course, the biggest challenge is to get the right people to run this restaurant. We are not looking for staff who just want a salary. We are looking for staff who want to grow together with our family, to grow in their financial, their career, their family. Basically, we want them to have a happy, balanced life and also, of course, a financial gain.
Mm. And currently, your staff in all the three restaurants, you know, how do you train them?
Of course, we have our management team to carry out the training every now and then.
All right. Being a Japanese restaurant, it's really competitive, right? Right now, there's so many other Japanese restaurants out there. What's your strategy to stay ahead of the game?
Okay. You have to get feedback from customer. So you have to talk to the customer. You have to understand what they want. So if the customer doesn't like your food, you have to improve on the taste, you have to improve on the service. So keep on improving yourself, keep on talking to the customer, and keep on doing market survey. Go to your competitors, try their food, see how they do it, see how they serve the customer. Yeah, that's, I guess that's a way.
But also we see a lot of restaurants closing down, you know, in just the Klang Valley alone, right? What do you think about that?
I guess a lot of entrepreneurs, they just want, they have a mindset, they want to set up their dream restaurant. Sometimes, in reality, is different. Their dream restaurant is not what the customer want. So you have to know what the customer want. So if your menu is not successful, you have to change your entire menu. If your renovation is not successful, you have to change your renovation.
It's high cost, yeah. And then what has been the biggest mistake that you personally has made among the three restaurants that you have?
Okay. The biggest mistake is, when you set up a restaurant, you actually have to look at the provision, like the gas provision, the air conditioner, the exhaust. So these are the provision which you have to really look into it. So once you do any mistake, and this location actually can't work for you anymore. So I actually did some mistake in that. So I remembered.
Now, what is your plan to expand Robataya?
Okay, we are planning to open more Robataya, of course, in Klang Valley. And after that, we are planning to open in JB. And from JB, we are thinking to expand to Singapore because Robataya is actually a pork serving. So we are looking to expand into Singapore, more pork eating
culture.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Lee Kok Ho. He's the founder of Robataya and also owner of Pharmacy and Uncle Lee Cafe, as well as MOF Japanese Dining. And you've been listening to A La Carte Tuesday on Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tia, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.